lots happening in the world. Depending upon how tuned in you are, to what degree you believe the condition of our world is in right now. I think those who are really tuned in, a lot of them are making a decision to tune out. It's just too much. This is a time for us to find our courage. This is a time for us to stand before this Goliath and do all that we can to bring it down. I bring up Goliath again. I think we're all called to be Davids. Jesus, one of the terms that he gives is Jesus, son of David, they would call him. They pointed to this little teenage kid who, in the middle of this Philistine surge with this giant before them, everybody was like, there's nothing we can do about this. And all of a sudden, this teenage boy comes up and he looks around and everybody says, what's with you people? What's with you people? We have the power of God on our side. Here, I'll show you. That's the essence of that story. And that story is so profound in our salvation history that even the second person of the Holy Trinity is tagged. He's in the line of David, as they say, to remind us that even if we're a little teenage snot-nosed kid, like David was at the time, he would face many battles after that. He would always be outnumbered. He would always win because he believed in the power of God. And so a lot of people are crying defeat at this time. No, this is a time for us to find our courage. But we need to do it in God's way. Last week I was reading probably somebody I think that wants that I think should be a saint someday, Father John Hardin. I have many of his quotations in the book that I wrote, Church Militant Field Manual, mostly from his catechism that he wrote. But I came across something, and I think I've read it before, but I read it again this past week, and I said, the Lord, thank you for showing me this. But I want to share just a part of what Father John Hardin, now he wrote this in 1998, okay? But it speaks directly to what we're facing right now. Here's what he wrote. The primary mission of the Holy Spirit is to make us holy, which means to enlighten our minds and enliven our wills with the grace of God. Never in the history of Christianity has the church needed holy people more than in our day. The murder of innocent unborn children has become the law of most of the once civilized nations of this world. The propagation of untruth and the consequent multiplication of evil have no counterpart in any previous period in history. There is no other solution for the crisis of our age than for holy people to be channels of grace to a world that is starving for divine truth and dying out of thirst for the love of God. This is the mission of the Holy Spirit as we approach the 21st century. It is nothing less than producing saints among Christians in every state of life. Ordinary bishops, ordinary priests, ordinary religious, ordinary fathers and mothers, ordinary Catholics will not even survive the massive revolution through which the church is going in our day. We need heroic Catholics, sanctified by the Holy Spirit, to restore even sanity in the modern world. By His divine power, where sin is abounded, there grace will even more abound beyond all human expectations. There's only one proviso. We must cooperate with this grace, for the redemption of the modern world. I often wonder if God in his permissive will, I mean, come on, we've been praying and sacrificing and fasting, and it just, another thing. Where are you, God? Well, maybe he doesn't think we're shaken enough. Maybe he doesn't think we're taking it seriously enough. And so what's the solution to this insurgence of evil in our times? To take it seriously. By the way, this popped into my head. There's a beautiful article about our bishop in the Wisconsin State Journal. Don't miss it. Believe it or not, they praise the guy. And it's beautiful. Praise God. We have an amazing Bishop Hyde. The one little thing I took issue with is that they tried to compare him against Bishop Morlino, almost as if to say that Bishop Morlino was wrong for speaking up. That part I took issue with. Our Bishop Hyang is speaking up. He's holding on, he's staying true to doctrine, praise God. But they were trying to twist it, and here's where they're going with that, is that don't be a Bishop Morlino, be a Bishop Hyang. They're trying to twist it into. Don't speak up. It's kind of the theme right now, isn't it? Sit down and shut up. Censorship. Taking off of platforms. Taking down platforms. You know, ways in which we were able to do what? To push back against what... Here's Father Hardin, I'll repeat it. The propagation of untruth and the consequent multiplication of evil have no counterpart in any previous period in human history. You think he's exaggerating? I don't. You see, it's worse. The lies are worse than they've ever been in human history, says. And so is our answer to that, to sit down and shut up. Because we want to win over the liars. See, if we call them out on their lives, they'll get offended. And we'll be pushing them away. How's that worked for us over the last 50 to 60 years? Evil has felt it has now permission. Well, if you're not serious about this and, you know, you're not pushing back, then here we come. We're going to push it all through, and they're doing it. And they're silencing anybody who dares speak up. The cancel culture, right? Keep warning you, the day's coming. We have this little parish on the outskirts of the diocese someday. Because why? Because the tyrants are in charge. And we need to placate the tyrants. Or we'll get in trouble. Do you believe that? Is that what we're supposed to do? But see, here's the key. He said, we need heroic Catholics. Heroic Catholics. What's that look like? He goes on to say, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. We need to have those who are channels of grace to the world. You can't give away what you don't have. So we got to get grace. And so we got to do it God's way, what he demonstrated to us. We got to get, as I always say, plugged into that river of grace in our lives. And how do we plug in? By pleasing God, by obeying God, by doing it his way. And here's the primary way that God... I know that we've talked about you brood of vipers and flipping over tables and all that. And that was the second person of the Holy Trinity. There's time for that. There's a time for righteous anger. Okay? But the grace of the Holy Spirit is a channel. It's a channel of God's grace. And the first fruit called out in Galatians 5 is love. Here's what love is. I care about you more than me. That's what love is. It's a selflessness. It's a willingness to put oneself on the cross because I love you so much. To take myself out. And so, you got to win the soul, not the argument. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes we'll get righteous in the sense of, I know better than you. And so you better listen as I shout in your face. That's not what we're talking about here. You know, Bishop Morlino was never accused of violently attacking anybody. But some who want to keep the lies coming and felt threatened by him, felt like they were being attacked by him. Because he was unafraid to speak the truth. But how do we do that? We've got to do it in a way that tries to convince people. But we can't back down on that truth either. You don't convince people by remaining silent. And the most convincing way to convince people is to be under the power of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, self-control, all of those are the evidence that we have that Spirit in us. If we're elitist and we're crabby and we're arrogant and we're, you know, then that's evidence there ain't no Holy Spirit at all on us. Do you see? We got to do it. So here's our first move. Okay? We got to get plugged in. And I speak until you say, you're preaching to the choir. We can't get too proud about that. I hope you're like me. I'm learning every day. I'm seeing mistakes. I'm seeing things that I can do better. I hope you are too. Okay? We're getting better. We're trying to chip away all the rough edges. Again, Vince Lombardi, you'll never be perfect, but if you chase perfection, you'll catch excellence. That's what we're doing. But see, we got to do it under the power of God. We got to plug in. And so one of the things that the Lord said in my heart is that we started doing these holy hours of adoration after every daily Mass. God gave me that like with a half hour to go before daily Mass. And I got up that morning and I said, this is what we're doing. I didn't even tell anybody. But I know it's the right thing. You spend that time. And again, if you can't get alone in the church or, you know, two or three people, but spend time in adoration, even before the exposed blessed sacrament, come early for Mass or stay late. But get that time. Otherwise, we're punching a clock. Father's homily is going a little long these days. Or whatever, you know. Look at me, I'm going to church. You're building our brand. For all the wrong reasons. Instead of coming here and worshiping, thanking him, receiving him, and then taking him out to the world where you're just, you're exaggerate, you're flamboyant. With all this love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, self-control. The evidence of the Holy Spirit. It's got to gush out of us. You can't give away what you don't have. And so what adoration does is it softens the heart. It's that seed that germinates, breaks open, so that it can build the fruit. If it remains just a seed, okay, what is it doing? Nothing. You're working under manpower instead of God power. I'm convinced that's what happened with this stupidity up at the Capitol this past week. There's no one there that was under God power. You can't tell me that. But they made such a stupid decision. And I know too that there was mixed in with Antifa and all that. I know all that. And the truth will come out, I hope. But it's an example of what can happen if we're running under manpower. Do dumb things. People are talking about civil war, you know. Get your gun. It's not what we do. So my brothers and sisters, we need to get plugged. Think about adoration, okay? I need you to do that. I need you to think about, even if you start with 10 minutes before Mass or after Mass or whatever, but think about adoration. If somebody wants to talk to me and say, Father, the times aren't working out, can we have this at this time? I'll do it. We got enough people? Whatever it takes. One last thing I'm planning to do. This is, I got this on eBay. This is a prayer book from a World War II soldier. Catholic prayer book. I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. So I made one for us called the Combat Prayer Book, same size. But I made it really nice. It's got this beautiful soft leather and golden pages. But I want to make these in a more affordable way so that parishes can buy these at hundreds at a time and not break the bank. Some kind of paperback or something. Why? Because what's in here is the essence of what we need to do to stay connected to God. I point to mostly in here the 7 daily habits. Get up in the morning, do your morning offering. Pray the Angelus 6, 12, and 6. You know, spend just a few minutes just stopping and conversing with God, thinking about God, mental prayer. Read a few lines from Scripture, Lectio Divina. Pray the rosary every day. Try to get to daily Mass if you can. You know, to receive Holy Communion. Before you go to bed at night, say, what did I do today? Oh, I screwed up there. I better do better. And, oh, I did pretty good there. Build on that. Examination of conscience. Ask God for forgiveness for your screw-ups. There it is. That's how we plug in. It's basic. This little book, too, shows you how to go to confession, how to pray the rosary, a little bit more about what mental prayer and Lectio Divina and all that's all about. But this is the one they carried around in World War II. We're at war. Okay? But we're going to get killed if we move out on manpower. More than any other time in human history. I agree with Father John Hardin. We need heroic Catholics. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.